will be aired during the lesson.
Yes, we are in a process called Ibur, impregnation or conception. When will we reach a state where we can live, we can exist, we can feel ourselves that we are inside of the Creator? The Creator is the force of bestowal, which actually fills everything. There is none else besides Him. And we being ourselves, inside of what we depict as our body, our desire, our thoughts, we are the opposite force, the force of reception. And when can we feel that we are in the force of bestowal, according to the extent by which we rise above the will to receive and we wish to resemble the force of bestowal, at least to annul ourselves, not to resemble, but to annul the will to receive within us so that it will not speak, so it will not present itself all the time as a will to receive. So gradually through our yearning and also by determining between us such relations that are closer to the will to bestow, by that we can advance up to a state where we begin to feel that we exist inside of the Creator, that He is filling the whole of reality and we exist within Him as an embryo inside of the womb. And of course, everyone is yearning for it. And indeed, the whole way until the end of correction, you might say that it is one big process of impregnation, that we constantly want to adhere to the Creator, as it says, and to adhere unto Him. So we might say that the process of impregnation never ends. We just give it all kinds of different names. We give it different definitions, but really, we are yearning more and more to that same state, to adhesion with the upper force in which we exist. And it truly fills everything. And whatever we imagine that we seemingly exist outside of Him, this is how we are. This is how we depict it to ourselves. And it was given to us deliberately in this way from above so that we, on our own, will achieve the adhesion, or the degree of connection with the Creator. And we have no other action more than that ahead of us. And this direction is only towards adhesion, as it says, and to adhere unto Him. And this is why this entry into the feeling of Ibu, that we exist in Him, and that He is controlling us, and we only need to long for Him, and to feel ourselves that we exist in Him, and to feel ourselves that we want to open up all of our emotions and thoughts up to annulling completely in the Creator so that He will fill us. This actually is our inclination now. And it is because we are on our own, are the opposite of Him. And so our whole beginning in the contact with the Creator is that we should annul, should cancel that egoistic point that exists in us so that it will not hinder us from being inside of Him, from annulling, from becoming immersed, from diluting ourselves inside of Him. All kinds of such definitions that each and everyone feels throughout all of his moments. And this is the most important. And later on, it simply occurs with greater intensity in all kinds of different various manners. And this is how we each time will discover the Creator more and more, that we exist in Him, that we delude ourselves in Him, and our will to receive will certainly grow more and more each time. And even though it will grow, we are like an embryo in the waters of its mother, we will feel ourselves that we resemble Him, we become more and more like Him. According to the extent to which flesh is added to us, we will know how to use this flesh correctly in order to adhere to the Creator, that we exist inside of Him, even though our will to receive, which is our flesh, the flesh of the embryo, is the opposite of the Creator. However, we try to build out of it something that resembles the Creator. Otherwise, it will be a miscarriage, an accident in our birth, and we will fall off from the Creator. And therefore, each time we need to be concerned, each and every day, on how much we are incorporated in Him more and more. We exist in Him. We are adhered to Him. And even though our ego each time is rising, and we, like an embryo, grow and grow and grow inside of the Creator. However, we are inside of the womb. We manage to liken ourselves to Him, even though each time we discover more and more desires and thoughts of all kinds which are the opposite of Him, criticism over Him, over ourselves, over the friends, distancing between us, despair, that's the most, the primary one, despair, this is what is killing us. And all of these things, we have to realize that it is specifically what the Creator is awakening inside of us. Everything comes only from Him, because these are the organs of the embryo. His blood vessels, his flesh, later on his bones, and then they begin to connect between them in a way that is more and more active. And the brain and the heart start to work in him. You saw this, right? How the heart also starts to work there in a certain week. Week number 36. What is it, I think? And how the embryo, the fetus, throughout its months of pregnancy, how it goes through different states, where it resembles all kinds of forms of animals, the entire evolution that we've gone through throughout our thousands of years of our development on the face of the earth. We can see all of it. To the extent that we understand it, we can see it in the development of the embryo. And in this way, we advance. That is, adapting and adapting and adapting ourselves to adhesion with the upper one. And this is through all of the qualities and thoughts and desires, the connections between us, so that we will arrange everything in order to be similar to the upper one. And what is the similarity in? It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I understand. Above it, I want to be adhered through the friend to the Creator. And another day, and another day, and another day. It is a process. It's a long process. However, it is entirely in the entrance to spirituality, towards the birth in the spiritual world. I am very excited to talk about it, because this process that we are now going through, we can say that we, for the first time in history, in the development, in the correction of the world, such a large and diversified group, which actually is presenting the whole of humanity, it is going through these stages. It's very exciting, because indeed, on our success, already the whole world depends, to the extent that it will connect and advance following us. And therefore, we need to be responsible for it, that following us is the whole of humanity. And just like from the little sperm, from the drop of semen, the embryo begins, so we need to realize that also we are that same drop of semen from which the corrections of the entire broken soul will start, and we will reach the end of correction. It is all ahead of us. There is no time here or anything. It's just our connection, the intensity of our connection, and the direction of our connection. This is what determines everything. So let's continue. And I'm asking you all the time, I'm asking all in all of the groups throughout the day, not with many words, but with a few sentences, awaken the importance of the process that we are going through.
It's more excerpt number 36. Ibur is not completed all at once, and it is said that there are 9 months of pregnancy there until he obtains 25 parzufim. In the preparation, too, there are many discernments until he obtains the complete Ibur during the preparation. Therefore, there are many ups and downs, and sometimes the Ibur becomes corrupted, which is also called a miscarriage, and we must begin the order of the work anew.
What do we see here? That actually in the Ibur there is everything. Whatever develops later on is from that same point of impregnation, which is a will to receive that attaches to the will to bestow to the side of the womb, and then between them begins this reciprocal action. It is called I to my beloved and my beloved to me. The will to receive seemingly penetrates the side of the womb. It wants to enter into the Creator, into its mother, into Bina. And from there, it actually gets, thanks to that, it gets nourishment, fulfillment. And it begins to grow. And it grows in such a way that even during the Ibu, what grows within it is 25 parzufim grow within it. That is Naran Chai times Naran Chai. Naran Chai that includes Naran Chai. And during the Ibu, it actually builds its pattern, its form, where it's already clear to us what it is and who it is. In corporeality, we don't quite understand it yet. However, in spirituality, this is how it is, that already, as it says, that if you can look at the drop of a semen and say it will be full or smart, weak or strong, we have such words by our sages that even in the impregnation we can see the whole path forward until the end of correction. And so we need to realize that we have a way, but now we have a way ahead of us, but now we are determining what is happening, what will happen, in what form, with which speed, in which manner. And therefore, we need to be concerned about the environment and the connection with the environment so that certainly, as quickly as possible, we will be able to build our connections with the Creator. And connections with the Creator cannot be without connections with the environment. This is still not so clear to us. We don't yet feel it quite. But actually, the embryo, when it develops mainly on the expense that it is through its friends, it connects with the Creator, and it learns. How does it learn? How does it work with the Creator? How does it connect with the Creator? By performing, creating different forms of relations with the friends, because the group becomes that body of his, so that he connects to that body on his side, then the group becomes as a womb, as his adapter to the with the Creator, the external side of the external part of the Creator, by which the person can then connect. And this is how it is with each and every one. So it turns out that by this we begin to build something common between us, right? And through our relations to the ten, we build the Creator, as it says, you have made me. That we have no other connection to the Creator, but rather through our relations with the group, trying to achieve the quality of bestowal, the right connection, the right relations between us, we begin to feel this thing that comes out of lack of feeling from above, and it starts to be felt. That it exists between us in the connections between us in the ten. And this is how we begin to develop my feeling towards him. We begin more and more to feel him. As we see this with our babies, to what extent they don't feel anything, and then a bit more, and a bit more, and a bit more. And from where do they get that? From the environment. If they would be developing among animals, they would be like animals. And therefore, as much as we give examples, exercises between us in the ten, accordingly, we will discover more and more inside of us the image of the Creator. This is how it happens. I don't quite have the words, and I know that I'm not going to find them, but rather it's an inner sensation that will awaken in each and every one, and this is how we will feel our connection through the ten to the Creator, that we are building him. You have made me. Through the attitude between us towards connection, we will discover that inside of this connection, on the other side of it, there the Creator awakens the image of the Creator, the bestower, the one who loves, who cares, the one who teaches us. And this is how we will discover it. Like a child who doesn't know who is taking care of him when he's born, a baby. What does it know? He knows that he's been taken care of. He doesn't even know that, but that something is being done with it. It hardly recognizes anything. Just like clay in the hands of the...
Rav, buongiorno. Una domanda. Quando io sento che investo tante energie, tanti sforzi, e la decina non è presente alle
When I feel that I'm investing many efforts and forces in, and the ten doesn't come to meetings, so listen, I start to feel like I'm losing those forces that I'm investing. Is that mean, is that what we call a miscarriage?
No, this is not a miscarriage because you're not yet an embryo. That's one thing. And second is that even if they don't come to the lesson, you shouldn't explain to yourself that they cannot do it, they're not doing it, but rather maybe this is the Creator who's playing an exercise with you, and he makes it so that they don't come, and this is because you are not investing enough in them. It could be that it's from a different side, that he also wants you to be connected to all of the other tens, all of the other groups, that they are all together with you in the lesson. That is, there are many things here. We will see that later on, because all in all, we are all coming as one man in one heart. the whole of Bnei Baruch are 110, and therefore it's difficult for us to say right now what is the reason why that the Creator is not bringing my friends to the lesson. All in all, he is managing it, he's doing it. I can say it about them, that they are like this and like that, but ultimately I need to turn to him and to complain about him and to pray to him. Why is he not doing it? And maybe out of that I will understand different reasons. I saw such things even between the students of Bala Sula, and Ravash would also say, he said, well, I always get up in the morning, if there is a lesson or not, it doesn't matter. Bala Sulam usually gave lessons twice a week, sometimes even only once a week. So he said, I got up, and according to the questions that accumulated within me, I wanted to go to father, meaning not to the teacher, not to the Rav or anything, but to go to him like a father, because there's no lesson, but for sure Bala Sulam does not sleep during these early hours, just like us. And he said, I will go to him. So I come to him, I open the door, right? And I see everybody sitting there and studying. And he didn't tell me anything that there is a lesson. He said, I got so mad about them. I sat down and I kept asking questions. All the time I was asking questions. He would answer, I would ask, he would answer. I would ask Bala Sulam answers to the point, so I had to. He was asking to the point, so Bala Sulam had to answer. So I took the whole lesson to myself. We have to understand his determination, right? But this is what he told me, almost with those exact words. What am I trying to say? We don't quite know what is happening and why do we go through it in a certain way. And there were students who were not simple, they were not beginners. So I can tell you what to do. Say, you will have to awaken them, but not in this form like Rabash did.
Good
morning, Rav. A question from my friend.
Est-il pur dans sa phase de préparation? Toda.
In the process of development of Ibur, is it pure throughout the whole stage of preparation?
We don't know that. We don't understand it. Usually, we get at the entrance to the impregnation many disturbances, each one according to his nature. In one, constantly all kinds of questions sting his mind about food, sex, family. In others, it's about money, honor, knowledge, all kinds, all different kinds of problems and questions awaken, and they don't leave the person. And it takes a lot of patience. And one needs to see himself like this sperm that is going through a long way, a hard way, and it has to fight in order to enter into the womb. And inside of the womb, until it reaches that place where it can attach to the side of the womb, and there it begins to develop. So for us, it is all struggles against the thoughts and desires that do not leave us. And we feel them as though simply, if earlier, sometimes I would be in such an attack from thoughts and desires within me. Now it's non-stop, non-stop, all the time, all the time. And this is precisely like that sperm that enters and enters into the womb, and it begins there the struggle on how to connect to the side of the womb and to become an embryo. This is how we need to look at it. And the more we will advance, this struggle and the state will become more acute until we will explode from all of this. And precisely, suddenly,
it
starts to become the point of contact between us and the Creator, and then we begin to develop in that we absorb from Him the qualities of bestowal, and we begin to develop also through struggle, but in a different way, more internal. We will all go through it, and you will see. This is the entrance to a new world. Just like we enter our world, this is how we need to enter the upper world. And we will get to know that we also have their Abba ve'ima, father and mother, which are Chochmah and Binah, or Malchut and Binah, doesn't matter. And this is how we develop. Up to the birth.
How can we be a gateway for humanity in this Ibur condition
toward humanity?
For humanity as we created as a 10.
Well, we're not a 10 yet. We are not yet a 10. And therefore it is difficult for us to talk about it. We still need to take care within us until we will be connected as much as possible in a single direction together. And by this we also prepare ourselves in the future to be as an example for humanity. But for the time being, it's only with a mere intention, a general intention, we can say that apparently whatever we're doing now, we are doing it or should do it for the sake of humanity. We don't yet have such a connection. When we will start to connect humanity later on with the Creator Himself, and we will start to see the Creator in all kinds of different forms, in different manners of relations to us through humanity from the outside and from within us, then we will talk about it. It will come. I can't open it up more now.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Вчера в процессе родился вопрос. А десятка, группа, общество...
Yesterday, during a discussion, a question was born. The 10, the society, will it always be the mother for one to...
The 10 or the whole of humanity will always be this environment through which a person connects with the Creator. However, the more developed the person is, the more and more he will feel that he is inside of humanity, inside of the souls, and through the general soul he's connecting with the Creator. And in truth, it doesn't matter in which process we are in the 21st century or in some other period of our development, that doesn't matter. A person always feels this way. We're not connected to the time that we feel here in our world according to our calendar. This is what we will discover, that we are connected to the Creator through the whole of humanity and even through the entire still vegetative and animate and through the speaking to the Creator. This is the general structure. And it doesn't matter that humanity is going through lowly, despicable states or exalted ones, that doesn't matter. It's with respect to each and every one. He'll see it as he should. Well, we'll see these things. It will become revealed. It will all be revealed. It will all be clear to us from the stages of our own development. Holland.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Good morning. Rav, we have a question from the 10. How can we grow our devotion to the Creator in each and every state towards Ibur? What is the work of the Lower One?
Ibur זה מסירות נפש.
Ibur means devotion. There is, or devotion of the soul. There's no more than the nefesh, the soul that develops within us now. And soul devotion means that I'm willing with whatever I have in spirituality right now to ascribe everything to the Creator, and I ascribe myself also to that with no limit. This is our work. And this is considered that the sperm wants to cross through all of the barriers in order to attach to the Creator. It's a hard, long way. Very uncomfortable. However, look at what we have in the corporeal world as a result of the spiritual world. What struggles, what efforts, what forces are working there. By the way, it's the greatest forces. There is no greater force that appears in our world than that drop of semen that goes and breaks all of the obstacles in order to reach adhesion in the womb. These are the greatest forces that are in our world. In our world, there is no greater, more powerful example of how these two forces are operating and getting closer to one another. All of the work, all of the spiritual forces and operations in our world and in the spiritual worlds, they all come out of the combination of two forces, plus and minus, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. But the fact that this gives the beginning to life, to the extent that it yearns for it, that sperm that exists inside of the mother, and it goes and reaches a place where it can develop. This is truly the only example, I would say, of the force of bestowal that exists in our world inside of the force of reception, and it is pushing us to develop. This is how we need to feel that the Creator is also doing the same with us. And we just need to assist Him in that He is pushing us, pulling us, doing all kinds of things to us, but He is also giving us all of the obstacles in order to educate us. And this is how we should advance toward Him. We should nevertheless accept all of these things with love. Morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, Rav said earlier that the embryo goes through different states of gadlut during the impregnation. What do you mean that Yuval goes through states of gadlut, different states of gadlut during the impregnation?
Well, from a drop of semen, he needs to develop to a stage in which he can exist and develop outside of his mother. Meaning he needs to take the qualities from the mother into him in order to exist on the outside. And just like the mother receives filling, or let's say nourishment, food, drink from the outside, and that's how she exists, he receives the qualities from the mother, and arranges himself in such a way that he can exist outside of the mother, meaning that he truly starts to be as an independent part within the group, meaning if there were before those who were developing in the group like one body that didn't know who or what, the birth speaks already of the feeling of each and every one to the extent in which one has a personal role within the
Спасибо, Раф. Я надеюсь, что вопрос к месту. Поправьте меня, если я ошибаюсь. Вот Ибур.
Thank you, Rav. I hope that my question is proper about the Ibur. Impregnation, it goes through different states of ascents and descents, also in the preparation, we're not yet in impregnation. Is it different in some way or is the same?
Ascents and descents are in all kinds of directions in Ibur, but ascents and descents with Inibu are already aimed only to more and more connection correctly towards the upper, through the group to the Creator. Then a person begins to feel the extent in which the group is very important. Just like Rabash writes for us in the letter, that there's no distance between me and my friends and the group, and there's nothing but the friends, and so on. That comes later. That's how he reveals it.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Должен ли я стать как матка для товарищей, окутать всех?
Good morning, Rav.
Am
I supposed to become the womb for the friends and engulf all of them with love so that each one will feel that he doesn't have, if he doesn't have enough importance of the goal, then
each and everyone needs to function towards his friends in a way that he is trying to connect all the friends to the Creator, and he himself doesn't need anything else other than to be the one that connects between them. The we call it the passage or the
what is the difference between the womb and the embryo? We're talking about our connection with the friends, so we're creating a womb here or an embryo. What is the difference between the two?
We are concerned with being adhered to the Creator. We can adhere to the Creator only under the condition that we are an ubar, an embryo, or ready to become an ubar. Therefore, we need to see the ten in the internal feeling that we are together, and we feel the goal, understand the goal, we're ready for it. And then in such a way we are drawn. That's it.
But my connections, the connections we make with the ten, is this called the embryo when we attach to one another, or is that the womb, the entire ten? What is its role?
The ten is the ubar, is the embryo. The ten is the ubar.
So what is the womb?
The womb is the Creator. My work in the ten is to organize it each time more and more so it will be suitable to be in connection with the Creator and to receive from Him nourishment, care. And this is how we will constantly care for the ten, for the ten sefirot, for our soul. Each time more and more. And through this we will have connection with Him who fills the ten, which is the opening me, the internal light, the Creator.
In excerpt 37, there are 25 parts of theme. in the Ibu, meaning Naran Chai, and in each of them there is also Naran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, meaning that even in Katnut there should be wholeness there. He receives this through his mother, although the fetus in itself has no vessels in which to receive Gadlut in order to bestow. Still, by annulling before the mother, it can receive Gadlut from the vessels of its mother. This is regarded as an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats. That is, since it has no choice of its own, but rather eats what its mother eats, meaning that what its mother knows is permitted to eat, it eats as well. It means that he has shifted the choice of what is good and what is bad from himself. Rather, it is all attributed to the mother. This is called its mother's thigh, meaning that he himself does not merit a name.
These are very deep matters. We need to try and understand them or even feel them to the extent in which, well, if we want to be an ubar in spirituality, the extent to which we need to nullify ourselves. Meaning there is no state in life in which we don't accept it as a blessing, because it all comes from none else besides him. I'll read it again. In Ibu, there are 25 parzufim, meaning 5 times 5. Meaning in each part of the parzuf, there are all the parts, a complete incorporation between them all. As in each of them, there's also Naran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, meaning that it knows the boundary to how far it can include itself in the upper and how much not, and in what way. Meaning that even in Katnut, there should be wholeness there. Even in Katnut. Meaning he needs to constantly watch over himself to be in wholeness, to limit himself such that he doesn't want more than that. The main thing for him is to be in perfection, in wholeness with the upper, in soul devotion, where the upper is always right. Only in such a way he keeps his contact with the upper and changes according to the extent in which the upper grows him. That's why he can grow in the form of Adam, in being resembling the upper. And he receives this through his mother, all this nourishment, all the limitations, all the things, but only under the condition that he is constantly trying as much as he's capable with all his might to adhere to the upper. There are 25 parzufim in Ibu, meaning Naran Chai. And in each of them, there's also Naran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, so that there won't be a breach, a bursting out, so that the structure will remain whole in every state, in every place, that it grows constantly. So there needs to be growth from within and a detaining force from without. Meaning that even in Katnut, there should be wholeness there. This is considered the detaining force, that we don't need any more than that. He doesn't need it. Whatever he's given, he doesn't want to receive more than that. Not from him not capable, being capable of doing so, but rather he's whole.
Let's scrutinize what it means, what spirituality is, and how could it be that if I'm in wholeness, that I still develop? It seems to be in contradiction to one another, and it truly is so in spirituality. In contradiction to this world, where we're in wholeness, and with that, we are advancing from a lack. And this feeling of wholeness he receives through his mother. Although the fetus in itself has no vessels in which to receive gadlut in order to bestow, still, by how does he exist? By annulling before the mother. He can receive gadlut from the vessels of its mother. This is regarded as the embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats. Completely nullifies. He is willing to receive from the mother all that she gives him without any criticism or question, in complete annulment, and by that grows. All that we see in the fetus as it's developing within its mother is all in corporeality. But in spirituality, it's through the balancing of these great forces on the side of the embryo and the side of the mother. And constantly, the spiritual embryo needs to nullify itself before the upper. That's Malchut, which is nullifying before Bina. Before Bina.
I know. She'en lo b'chira mitzad atzmo.
That is, since he has no choice of its own, but rather what his mother eats, meaning that which his mother knows is permitted to be eaten, he eats as well. Completely, completely takes nothing from his intellect, his feelings, nothing. He cancels all of that. He receives on behalf of the upper all the way of observing life. That's what he wants to have. And without any criticism to his mother, but rather criticism for himself, whether he is following what the upper is defining for him constantly, how he needs to annul himself and be in bestowal. It means that he has shifted the choice. There is no choice on his behalf, but rather what his mother eats, yes, what his mother knows that it's permitted to eat, he eats as well. That's it. There's no question. Just like in the embryo, he has no question, but rather what his mother eats is what he receives from her. That is what he has in a corporeal way. Meaning that he has no choice of, but rather what his mother eats, meaning that what she knows to, is permitted to eat, he eats as well. Meaning that he in the Ibur, I'm sorry, but rather it means that he has shifted the choice of what is good. He doesn't choose, but rather to choose what is good or what is bad for himself. He doesn't have that. Rather, it is all attributed to the mother. This is called the mother's thigh. Meaning that he himself does not merit a name. He does everything. Movements he has of his own. He absorbs, he has digestion of a sort, that which he receives from his mother, and from that he fattens and grows and does all kinds of movements, but all of that at the expense of the upper. He completely nullifies himself, and therefore that's how he grows. Things that are truly godly that take place for us in this world as well. And we don't understand the essence of what these things are, that are happening are. Why nature went through so many changes in order to reach this form of development.
Now questions. Meaning what we need as a result of this is to search how to nullify before the upper, and whatever the upper gives is right. And only through this we will have choice. My choice is there's no choice, but rather whatever comes from the upper, I need to come to a state that I bless for this, I receive it, absorb it, and live in it. That's it. And then this leads me to a connection with the Creator until He is revealed, and I begin to be connected with Him in a clear way.
The question is this: with what should we agree with or complete? What should we not agree with or complete? This complement, whatever the upper one wants, you have thousands of thoughts and things that go through your mind in relation to the ten. What does it mean to accept what the Creator, what the upper one wants, is wholeness,
without any inner struggle, whether I'm receiving from what the upper wants? That's a sign that I'm not advancing. Advancement needs to be upon resistance. Certainly, if I grow, then it needs to be against the upper. Where towards the upper, the annulment, the restriction on my behalf is the most perfect thing. All the rest, I need to add with my will to receive, and in a form that resembles the upper, in order to bestow. In all the rest of my states, other than that point, the drop of semen, the sperm, other than that, I go with two forces, the force of restriction and the force of bestowal with the intention, the in order to bestow. And that's how I advance.
So, is it correct that I should imagine to myself the quality of bestowal? This is what the upper one is expecting of me, and in spite of whatever comes up in me, which is the opposite nature from the side of nature, I should imagine an attitude to the friends which is like what the upper one would do it.
The upper expects that you will receive what comes from him as a necessary thing, the best possible thing, and that you wouldn't change it even if you could, without any other results or any bad results or anything like that. Meaning that you yourself, if you were to know, you would establish the same state that you're in. No matter what state you're in, when you depict him as the perfect state, because it's certain that it comes from the upper to you. Okay?
Almata Van.
Спасибо, учитель. В отрывке он нам пишет, хотя сам он лишен сосудов.
Thank you, teacher. In the excerpt, he writes that even though he himself doesn't have vessels in which to receive Gadlut, when it announces itself before the mother, it can receive the Gadlut through her vessels. How does that work?
The embryo grows within his mother by nullifying himself more and more and taking on the form that the upper depicts in him. That's called forming a form within a form. We will go over this again. It's beyond the point of impregnation, of absorption, where we're still actually at right now. And that's how we will advance. Agreeing with the upper, with all the actions that the upper one does. Meaning, for us, what should we say, is that it's caring for the group, making sure that the group will all be as corrected as possible, like Rabash writes, about the matters of the group, and then as much as possible incorporate in it.
And to the extent in which we incorporate in it, we understand that all, specifically in such a way, we can give ourselves the future form. As much as it doesn't seem to us in our corporeal eyes.
Hello, Rav. The quality of bestowal, does the embryo ask for it, or it doesn't need that, even that?
The quality of bestowal, the embryo doesn't ask for it, but rather he asks for to subjugate. Bestowal is an action, not physical, well, let's say a practical action, where I bestow. An embryo cannot bestow. It can nullify before the upper, even though that nullification is difficult, and in the act that he limits himself and works, but he's not yet working on the side of the upper one, but rather he works on behalf of his corporeal side, where he's limiting himself. And therefore, it's not yet called a spiritual action, but rather a limitation. As by me restricting myself, I make of myself such a form, let's say a creature that can adhere to spirituality, even though it's not spiritual yet. And to the extent in which I annul before spirituality with all that's in me in corporeality, by this I seemingly acquire within the upper one a place that I can be, even though I am not an upper one, even though I'm opposite the upper one, even though I am still the will to receive, but I am annulling myself, meaning I'm already, I'm coating myself on the outside with a certain cover, a coat, which is the restriction. And then even a greater coat, which I can even resemble the upper. And this is how we grow.
The fact that I'm the will to receive, I have to accept that the upper one gave it to me and I agree with it.
You agree that you receive it from the upper one, and it is certainly correct, and you certainly need it for your development, but you don't agree that you will stay that way. You accept it as work to do.
Last question. To annul oneself, am I able to do it, or the Creator gives me that quality?
No, certainly all the corrections come from above, as well as the corruptions. They come from above. The question is, how do we relate to what we receive? That depends on us, especially depends on our annulment before the group.
The annulment in the group, a person can do it, or must the Creator, it come from the Creator?
Well, yes and no. There are actions that we can do on our own with our will to receive, and there are actions that are already spiritual actions to some extent or partially, and we have to.
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. To feel small before the friends, I have to be whole with myself. For that, I need the detaining force.
I don't think you're right at all. In order to annul before the friends, I need to feel myself as whole. I need to feel myself the opposite, lowly, screwed up, don't know, you know, whatever you, however you call it. And from there, I reach a state where I have no other choice and I have to connect with the friends. From a negative state, a bad state, from the good state? No, usually you come to that from a bad state, where you have no choice, where I'm the lowliest, the worst.
My intention was that I receive it in any state, that I accept it in complete annulment, that I know that this is what I receive, it has to be before the ten. But first you said that I have to get that detaining force. So what is breaking through it in our work?
I didn't understand what you're saying. Say it in one sentence in a clear way.
What does it mean that?
Say it slowly and clearly.
We are supposed to get a detaining force, and from the fear that we won't break out from the work. What does that mean?
That I lose, when I lose connection with the ten, by that I endanger my connection with the Creator. Perhaps I'm not so aware of that, but this is what happens. And that's it. And then I leave the right connection with the group and the Creator and just go until I'm being brought back on track. Our whole problem, I'm telling you what I feel in all the tens, it's that the Creator is on the one hand, the group is on another hand, and I'm on another hand, and then there's this triangle that never comes to a single inner point. It's just, that's how it is. Just like in the triangle, everyone is in his own corner of the triangle, me, the group, and the Creator. So at the center of the circle, we don't see, we don't think that there.
Rav, about the corporeal depiction of the impregnation, that example we keep working with, I hear in the lessons all kinds of aspects of this depiction. Sometimes a drop of seed is our mutual efforts. Sometimes it's the person itself. Sometimes it comes from above. So the womb is a creator, the womb is a tent. The question is, should we search for some focus on this, or it's all including everything, and we don't really have to search this in this analogy?
If we look at the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, then we'll see how they use different manners of explanation, and there's no other choice. We have to relate to it this way as well. Sometimes we talk about the group being the upper one, but it's the upper one because the Creator is the light of Ein Sof that shines through this template of the ten onto us. And so the group is not literally the upper one, but it's the means through which we connect to the Creator. So because we are not in bestowal, meaning in the spiritual quality, we don't belong to the upper world, to the light, we are created beings. So in order to create an adapter to the Creator, we need the ten. So the more I am incorporated in the ten, the more I build my attitude to the Creator. Now, of course, he, on his part, there's no limitation, but in order to connect to him, I have to absorb his qualities. To receive his qualities, that happens in a paltzuf, in ten parts through which the upper light comes all the way from the will to bestow to the will to receive. So the upper light builds these stages, these levels, until it reaches the lower one. So, through the same stages, I need to build my attitude to the upper one. And therefore, I need to become incorporated in that structure called the 10, the group. Because by this adapter, I can connect to something that is not in me, that I can't connect to it directly. So how can I, for instance, connect from some group, let's say New York? How can I connect? I have to use a device that will then transform my voice to some signals and or wavelengths, that, and then I send it to them, and they too then download these wavelengths until it reaches their ears, and from the ears to their brains. And maybe we'll at some point we'll look at how the brain processes the signal, and ultimately it reaches the desire. So through all of these adapters and devices, our desires are integrated as a single desire called Adam, the single soul. But look at all of these transformations, and we invest a lot in order to be connected, even though this is all regardless of spirituality.
About the example of the corporeal impregnation or conception, should each one try and depict something that is convenient to work with, or just flow with all kinds of sides of that example?
We'll talk about it. Let's absorb what we discuss in the lesson, and then during the day, except for reading the articles about the group and other materials, we'll repeat the lesson and then absorb it well, as much as we can. But we want it to be absorbed in us, that we'll have the ability to absorb the lesson a bit more and a bit more, because that's the nourishment, the food that the embryo receives in the womb. Okay?
You said that the problem of all tens is that we separate, or we're separated. Creator on one hand, the ten on the other hand, me on the other side. How to bring these triangle points into one?
It's our work, each and every one's and work, and all of us together, as much as possible, that we don't differentiate between Israel, the light, and the Creator. They are as one. We want them to be as one. This means that we want to meet at the center of the triangle.
How do you bring it closer? Do we have a way to bring it closer? Because you said it's a problem. Or is it just development?
In all our actions, we are somehow drawn to that.
By Rabash, he must go through 9 months of pregnancy, by which he acquires strength called desire to bestow. If he sees that something disrupts the desire to bestow, he has the power to repel it. And then he is called delivers a man, male child. That is, once he has been through the process of months of pregnancy and not in the middle of the work, meaning that as soon as he begins the work, he wants to see the power of bestowal that he has attained. Otherwise, he is angry and says, I have already started the work of sowing, So where are the fruits that I should obtain? Rabbi Yossi explains about it that a woman from the day she conceives to the day she delivers has no other word in her mouth but whether her child will be a male. This means that although she is not delivered, she cannot wait and wants to deliver right away.
As if there's this some justification for the lack of patience that we are in too, meaning that we're still not completely ripe, but we already want to be born and to emerge, to exit. Yes, there is such a thing in the spiritual embryo as well as in the corporeal embryo. We see this according to the contractions. Sometimes you can see even on the belly of the woman how the embryo is moving about, wanting to emerge. We'll talk about these forces later on. We need to enter the ibul, the conception. We need to incorporate with each other and with the upper.
We should interpret ubar, or embryo, from the word over, which means passing, which is the first state when he passes from using the vessels of reception into the degree of kedusha, holiness, where he uses only the vessels that can aim to bestow. Otherwise, the vessels are not used. Again, number 41.
This is called ubar, embryo. Look at how simple the definition is.
We should interpret ubar, or embryo, from the word over, passing, which is the first state when he passes from using the vessels of reception into the degree of kedusha, of holiness, where he uses only kelim, vessels that can aim to bestow. Otherwise, the vessels are not used.
This is the first state that we need to attain. After that, we'll talk about further states. Meaning, ubal from the word over, passing, which is the first state when he passes from using the vessels of reception into the degree of kedusha, where he uses only vessels that can aim to bestow. Meaning the will to receive does not change. I only add to it the intention of usage of the will to receive in order to bestow. Otherwise, the kelim are not used. And the kelim, the vessels themselves, of course, stay vessels of reception. Yes, Michael.
So it's not clear in the impregnation, you're already using vessels to bestow?
I don't understand what you're asking. We are talking about wanting to enter the spiritual world. The spiritual world is complete bestowal, the force of the Creator. Only towards us, it's in different levels. But even the slightest degree of entering the spiritual world is that you leave your will to receive and enter the will to bestow. That's it. So, for now, according to what appears to you, later on you'll encounter more problems and challenges in order to grow. But it will always be like that. There will be waste, there will be food. We'll learn all those things, how we need to sort them out and how we can grow. There's many actions in that regard, but basically the entrance to Ibur is that we connect to the Creator in a way that I have a point of contact.
So to prefer the vessels that I can bestow with, that's a connection?
Preferring the vessels. I want to be only in those vessels. It's not that I prefer. I don't want to keep anything that doesn't belong to bestowal within me. And it's and it's really burning in me. I'm only now getting to know what is bestowal, how to bestow it, to whom, how to be against reception, how to differentiate between the vessels on the very smallest levels. Yes and no. Yes.
Is it important to say exactly what not or what yes? Where's the scrutiny that we can do?
The scrutiny must first be only in my inner spiritual world. I can be among thousands of people, millions of people. No one needs to know what's happening inside of me. It's my work, my soul, and I'm going to correct it. And then I am connecting to a few people that together with them, one shall help his friend. We're moving forward. In what? That in this term of quality of bestowal, spirituality, in that respect, we disconnect from the external world, we connect between us deeper and deeper, and then gradually, bit by bit, we come to a state where my inner connection with them and my connection with the Creator, I see that these two discernments, two concepts, they become intertwined. So I no longer imagine the group as bodies, people, but rather it's spiritual inner potential, their desire towards spirituality. And that's how I keep connecting to them more and more. And in this form of bestowal that I achieve towards them, I begin to discover the attitude to the Creator, the force of the Creator, how much He helps me in this, and so on. And this is what each and every one should try to discover. But this is the entrance to spirituality, especially in as we are now in the